share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. How long can we be blaming the victims? On the 25th of May, Malaysiakini posted an article regarding the lewd comments national swimmer, Cindy Ong, received when she was featured in a Harian Metro article. Cindy spoke to Malaysiakini and recalled how she had encountered sexual harassment and assault over the years, including from a national coach when she was a teenager. Cindy's story was an inspiring one and was shared all across social media, including a Facebook user. However, there were still people who didn't just make lewd comments but even started blaming the sexual harassment on Cindy herself. That's normal. Even a sparrow can turn into a shark if the athlete is like that. The coach will just take advantage of what he can get. Can you imagine if the daughters in your house wear a bikini? Do you think the father will only look? Facebook user and mother of two daughters, Nur Fatindini, posted the comments and called out the man for his disgusting comments. She pleaded with Malaysians to teach their children better. A woman that's dressed sexily is not a green light for men to release their lust. In this case, if the own father already comments as such, how do you think his son will be? For illustration purposes only, speaking to World of Buzz, Fadden said parents like these need to open up their minds, read more, and most importantly, be respectful and sensitive. Parents, especially those with daughters, should understand better the need to protect women against all harm, she said. Fatin added that none of the victims was raped by their fathers or guardians because of their alluring clothes. Instead, it's because of the evil doer themselves who have sickly twisted minds. Parents should have to prep themselves on how to properly educate children regarding sexual education. There are plenty of books that can help us convey the message clearly to our loved ones without being taken as a perverted, insensitive person. World of Buzz has reached out to the Facebook user who made the comment and is currently awaiting his response. It's simple. Rape is never the victim's fault, but somehow this opinion never dissipates. Also read. Survey. 79% of sexual assault perpetrators in Malaysian schools are teachers. Source. Nur Fatindini, Facebook source. Oxford American. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.